Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am a compulsive overeater. I've been in OA for about 11 years. I have a little over 4.5 years of abstinence, 154 pounds released in that time, and now maintaining a healthy body weight for a little over 3 years. And I never ever thought that I would be here. I thought that I would always be fat, or I would die fat. But this program has changed myself in so many ways. Not only with the food, not only with the weight, but the way that I approach life and how I live. And it's awesome. Don't have to live in the insanity anymore of the food. And that I did for about 57 years. How was it? Well, let me see. I was born 61 years ago, and I thought that the way that I was born at 11 pounds, 5.5 ounces, that I was born to be fat. But you know something? I think I use that as an excuse to eat. And it continued. I can remember my first diet when I was 10 years old, and I was put on it by the doctor because I wanted my ears pierced. And he had said my ears were too thick. Lose weight and I'll pierce your ears. And I thought my world came to an end because I had to jump through hoops to get something that every other little girl had. But it only lasted 2 weeks. My mother brought home self-piercers and she pierced my ears and the diet went out the window. And that's basically the way my life continued, is that I would do diets and then I would go off them, lose, gain the weight back. It was just that cycle that I got into. And food became worse as I progressed through the years. When I was, let me think, 23 years old, I had my first son, and shortly after that, my appendix ruptured. I didn't feel any pain when it ruptured. I just felt off. I had stuffed my pain so much that I didn't know when to feel anything. I was in the hospital for 4 years, four days, excuse me, before the surgeon even opened me up, which left me septic. I was well close to 400 pounds then, and I should be dead because of that. Even the nurse said, "You don't know me." And I said, "No, I can't." And this was about 3 weeks afterwards. "You don't know me," she sat on the bed, and I said, "No, can't say I do." She said, "I was there that night that you came back from surgery, and we didn't think that you were going to make it." And did that shock me back into some sort of reality that I needed to do something about my eating? Didn't at all. 20 years later, I ended up back in the hospital again, but she thought an incarcerated hernia, which came from that incision. But it wasn't incarcerated. It was a large abscess that they left me open to heal for 10 weeks in the hospital. Did that shock me into it? I lost 100 pounds, yeah. Gained it back, and then some. I ate myself to well over 600 pounds 15 years ago. And the only thing that basically shocked me into the fact that I needed to do something was the fact that my husband took sick and I didn't know how I was going to take care of him. So in an effort to help him, I started to help myself. I was diabetic on 170 units of insulin. I had a high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I could barely breathe and go from here to there because I was well over 600 pounds. But what else could I do but help my husband? So he became diabetic, and I knew the diabetic diet. I just didn't follow it. So I taught him the diabetic diet, and it helped him, and it helped me. 9 months later, he passed away, and I struggled in the food. But I knew in watching him fight for life, I needed to do the same. And I knew that my health was in need of change of heart. I went to the doctor for the first time for a very long time, And she referred me to a surgeon to fix the hernia that I notably had. My gut was fully outside the abdominal wall. I was so big, it pushed it outside. So about 12 months later, thereabouts, I finally got to see that surgeon. And at that time, I was 431 pounds. So I did lose approximately about a 200, if not more, because I wasn't on the scale. The doctors assume that that's approximate. He questioned my commitment, which pissed me off because, hey, I already lost weight. What the hell are you talking about? Committed. Did I say anything? No. I put on that smiling face and said, I think I am. And he put me on a program, a weight loss program, so that I would lose 30 pounds and he would do weight loss surgery. I didn't realize he was a weight loss surgeon, but he was. And so I went home and I studied up his program. And in 9 months before I seen him again, I had lost 196 pounds, not the 30. I went in the other direction of restriction and overexercising. I became bulimic exerciser. And it was anything and everything I was doing. So I flipped the thinking, the obsessiveness of all or nothing. I went the other side, which is just as bad as overeating. It plays a mind game. I got down to 206 at the last surgery that I had because I did have the weight loss surgery and then I had the fixing of my hernia. And I took the weight loss surgery because I was scared that he wouldn't fix my hernia. And I thought, well, that'll fix me. Didn't fix me. After my last surgery, I went home because I was triggered and I was very much triggered over not being heard. And in that emotional upset, I went into a huge bin that scared the hell out of me. I never thought I was a binger. Now that's how crazy that I was. But I took anything and everything and shoved it into my face one after the other, and I could not stop. I was bawling and roaring, wanting to stop, but couldn't. I knew I had a problem. That's what landed me in OA. But not before, as in 3 days of binging and gaining 20 pounds, I felt a failure. I thought the whole world, like again, I just couldn't do this anymore. And I was ready to take an overdose of insulin. And I looked at that bottle and that needle, wondering how much do I have to take to end this? I'm tired of living this way. But I didn't. Because my son had experienced losing his dad only months before. And I knew that that would have killed him. So I went to the doctor for help, who sent me to mental health, which was 11-month wait list. And so I took any course and anything to help me. But I went to OA. And man, I tell you, I listened to people, I seen their recovery. But when I heard them say giving up their alcoholic foods, I thought, no, I shouldn't have to do that. I wasn't willing to give it up. When I heard them talk about God, I thought, oh, no, not again. I'd gone to Bible school and I got tired of people and I walked away from that part of my life. Yeah, I believed in God, but no, not again. And I walked away from that meeting and never went back until 6 years later. With seeing a regain of 169 pounds, I knew I was going backwards. I had been totally off of insulin and I knew it was coming back. I had come off my blood pressure pills, and the last time I was at the doctor's office, they said, "Hey, what's going on? I see you're gaining weight and your blood pressure's up." I said, "Oh, I'm taking care of it." Yeah, I was taking care of it all right. I was shoving anything I could into my mouth. The pain was getting worse, and I was wanting to shove it in to stuff it. That's all I knew. Nothing sated the pain that I felt. Nothing. And it got worse. I was eating even healthy food over excessively. Nothing was sating that pain. Then I seen a picture that my sister had taken me of at Easter time, and I was flabbergasted. I said, oh my God, look at me. And then I realized, yeah, I am gaining weight. My clothes are getting bigger. Oh man, I am going backwards and I'm feeling tired and I need to do something. And I knew that the solution was in the steps. I had gone 4 years previous that to an Al-Anon meeting because my brother suggested to me, and I thought, well, as long as it's not away and having to give up my food. But in listening to an alcoholic talk at a roundup I had gone to, it really resonated to me in him giving up his alcohol and surrendering that to his higher power. And I did that for a very short time. And as I worked the steps and got to step four, then I stalled, kept on putting things off. And then I started getting pissy with everybody. And I walked away from that program and the food came back into play. So I knew the solution was in the steps. So the very next day when I realized I was in trouble, I said, okay, I'm getting back on the wagon. And how many times I had said that? By lunchtime, it was gone. And then I went into the food. You know the cycle. Well, tomorrow, tomorrow. Then I went the next day, started again, and within a couple of hours, it was over with again. Boom, back into the food. That night, when considering all the things that I had read, and I had read because I signed in after I had left that other 12-step group to a non-real-time meeting. And I thought, I'll read and understand this and try to get it into my head. Yeah, it went into my head, but it didn't go into my heart. I had an 18-inch block. But I'm grateful it did go into my head because that night I started thinking about that allergy of craving that I had. Man, I have that. And there's nothing that I can do about it. If I had an allergy to shellfish, would I eat shellfish? No, because I know it would kill me. Well, then why am I wanting to eat these alcoholic foods? Well, I've done it with diets, etc., and stayed away from it, but I've always gone back to And my whole life is unmanageable. Here I was in a house that I'd gone through bankruptcy because every money and every cent that we had didn't go to the upkeep, it went to food. And my house was falling down around me. We couldn't even flush the toilet because the plumbing had stopped in it. We were shitting in a bucket. That's how bad it was. The floor was falling through. I knew my life was unmanageable. I didn't know. I couldn't even organize the entrance to a two-hole shitter, man. I'm telling you, I had no money. I was on Canada Pension Disability because I couldn't work because of that hernia. What the hell was I going to do? Went into bankruptcy when my husband took sick and still didn't know how to organize my budget. I knew my life was unmanageable. So what else could I do? I had no other alternative of either eat myself to death or trust in a higher power. And that took me to step two. Step one is powerlessness and my life unmanageable. And two, came to believe. Came to believe means it's a gradual process. I just don't need to believe everything. Because, I didn't trust God. My God and my understanding was very ruling when I grew up. Very a person up there ready to zap me with some electricity because I did something wrong if I didn't do right. So how am I going to trust that? Why would he even help me with my food? But I had no other alternative. I had to trust a higher power. So I gave that measure of trust. What other alternative did I have? Step three, came to a decision to turn my will and life over to my higher power, where I knew that there was no fence sitting here. It's either all or nothing. I knew I had to make that decision. That night, I was in tears of the situation that I was in. I was desperate. By the time I went to bed, I slept on a wet pillow with the perfect sleep that I'd never had before because I knew that I'd be okay. The next
That's
morning,
15 minutes.
thank you, dear. I woke up the next morning with a purpose. I wrote down my alcoholic foods. I wrote down my behaviors. And those alcoholic foods were those foods that always made me go back, the ones that I couldn't stop eating. And my behaviors are what always took me to the food, and those needed a change. And I incorporated those into my food plan. Then I put my food plan into action, put it in its place, and I turned my sights on the steps. Someone said, you focus on the food, you'll lose program. You focus on the steps, and you'll recover. In less than a month, I had the steps completed, and I keep living in those steps daily. Every day is a learning about myself. Every day is working those steps and living in them so that I gain the spiritual principles of this program and be who I am today and be all that God wants me to be whenever. Day by day, I only have today. I can't look to the future. There's times when I get overwhelmed with all the things I need to do, but that's fear. That is a disturbance of my character defect I need to clear away. That's my way of living. This is a way of living that saved my life. I'm now healthier and I'm grateful for that, but I have a way to live. And my relationships have come into play. All the nine-step promises have come to pass. I can save money now in my bank account. I may not have a job. I'm on Canada Pension Disability, but God provides jobs and puts them into my lap when I need them, which he did yesterday morning, which I thought, wow, God, you want me to do that? Okay. This way of living is awesome. I don't have to deal with the insanity of food. And it can be yours too. Program does work when I work it. And I'm worth it, and so are you. And with that, I'll pass.